You're with SBS Radio.
So here with us today is Micaela Torres. She's actually a partnership and service delivery coordinator at a nonprofit organization in Canada. Hi, Micaela.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. So how is it so far, your experience here attending the conference?
It's great. It's my first international metropolis, and it's wonderful to actually get an opportunity to meet like-minded people and just have this energy and synergy in the conference.
So you're telling me that you're working as a partnership and service delivery coordinator. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes, for sure. So I work for Success, and the program that I specifically work for is Active Engagement and Integration Project, AIP for short. AIP provides pre-arrival services to individuals who are moving to Canada. Our services are funded by the Government of Canada, so everything is free of charge. The only thing that we need to see is your confirmation of permanent residence, and after that, we are able to serve you in terms of settlement and employment support.
You were saying to me a while ago that it's very important, you know, that migrants coming there must be informed of, you know, the situation in Canada. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes, for sure, because I think oftentimes people are immigrating to different countries. They have this expectation that everything will be nice and smooth sailing. And I believe pre-arrival is more about managing your expectations, knowing what's going to happen and what to prepare for even before you move to the country. So say, for instance, in the context of the Filipino community, we do have a lot of Filipinos who are nurses. And oftentimes they think, rightly so, that because they're admitted as a nurse, that they will be able to practice as a registered nurse upon arrival. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case, because they have to go through foreign credential recognition process, which in essence evaluates your skills, your education to the Canadian equivalency. And oftentimes you do have to do skills upgrading for that. And that's something that we actually like to prepare them for, just to set the tone and expectation of what is coming next.
So do you like doing this job?
Yes, I love doing this job. I'm passionate working with immigrants and refugees. Well, I'm passionate in working for the Filipino community. And I actually used to work as a frontline settlement worker that helps the Filipino community, specifically live-in caregivers. And now in my role for partnership, I'm able to do more and connect individuals moving to Canada to different organizations.
Are there a lot of care workers from the Philippines?
Yes, there are. Unfortunately, we don't work with them as much anymore, because we only work with individuals who have been approved permanent residency.
Yeah, can you tell me about the immigrants coming there? Like, are there a lot of Filipinos?
So Philippines continues to be one of the top source countries of immigrants to Canada. So yes, Filipinos are quite important in Canadian society.
How about the situation of migration in Canada? Are they open to a lot of migrants as well, and refugees and asylum seekers?
Yes, Canada is open to immigration. In fact, the Government of Canada recently released their goal of accepting permanent residents for the next 3 years. And I believe it amounts to about 900,000 newcomers to Canada.
So how does it feel for you working as well for the Filipino community?
I am really proud to be Filipina. I'm really proud to give back to my community. I believe that Canada gave me the opportunity to help my community more. So I am very proud to be Filipino-Canadian.
Thank you very much, Micaela.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan. Sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.